Live from Cleveland, Ohio, it's the Barbecue Central Show on the Barbecue Central Radio Network.
Welcome to the Barbecue Central Show. Yeah! Very good Tuesday evening to you, wherever you may be. Centralites, how's your life? I am doing very well here in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city. Dare I say it, the barbecue capital of the North Coast. I am your host, Greg Rempe. Thank you for joining me tonight. This is your outdoor live fire grilling and barbecuing, and pretty much if it has anything to do with cooking outside with some type of fire or wood or smoke, it is more than welcome here. Big show lined up for you tonight. As usual, programming note right off the top, if you are a subscriber to the Barbecue Newsletter, the Barbecue Central Show newsletter, might I add, you would be anticipating at about 17 after the hour an interview with Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue. Ray has dropped out tonight. Nothing on his part, per se. He was trying to line up some multimedia whatnot that he's going to be hooked up with, in cahoots with, and a part of, and that is just not up and running right now. Not ready yet. So we're going to back him off a couple weeks. In his place, I will be popping in a very special guest. If you are a listener to the show in any type of fashion, whether it be live, local and late breaking, or via podcast, you know that I had interviewed Bob Trudnack's daughter. I believe she was like 9 or 10 years old. She was competing in her first Kids Q, and that was taking place in New Holland, Pennsylvania. Have the results on that. Was able to line her up. Now finding new stardom and fame. So obviously things probably went very well if I'm saying it like that. She will be in Ray's place at 17 after the hour. Coming up here in just a minute or two, we will have Jason and Aaron from the Barbecue Addicts. Going to be catching up with them, talking about the bacon explosion that was racing all over the internet and television and newspapers and pretty much anything, any type of new media or old media or whatever, was running stories about the bacon explosion end of last year, turn of this year in 2009, and they have made a few advancements in the regards to retailing the bacon explosion. Also, they have that book deal that they inked somewhere in the March area as well this year. So we'll catch up with them here, and that is slated to be here in just a minute or two until about quarter after. And then third segment, free-for-all, two-pack of Petey River Swamp Sauce. Got a lot of takes to get to myself in regards to some barbecue and grilling stuff. Also, big take coming up either after the first half interview with Maddie Trudnack about barbecue pellets. We've been talking about barbecue pellets here over the last few weeks. Of course, friend of the show, Ed Morin, is a very big pellet fan, pellet man, if you will. And you would recall 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I had an interview with Candy Weaver from Barbecuers Delight, and we talked about how they make their pellets out there. Interesting little tidbit that I was introduced to over the weekend about a major pellet manufacturer and what their process is. So I'll be getting to that. That's a Traeger pellet, by the way, that I'll be talking about. So get to that tonight as well. Have some product reviews to do. Have a great and very cool giveaway that will be taking place here starting next week and running for concurrently for the next 3 weeks. So I'll be telling you about that. And again, some product reviews as well. As promised, joining me, one of the dynamic duo, I'm sure Aaron will be in here shortly, that being Jason Day from the Barbecue Addicts, and I want to make sure that this time I have my sound settings right, because last week I had a faux pas, but Jason of the Barbecue Addicts. Jason, what's up? How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Greg?
Good. Just waiting for Aaron to jump in here, but we can certainly get started while I have you on the phone so we don't break down any time. We had talked, was it beginning, middle of March? Of course, Bacon Explosion was well involved at that point. You had seen a lot of press time. You were making personal appearances and getting flown out to Super Bowls to cook big green eggs, bacon explosions. And it was really kind of taking off at that point. And things have kind of progressed. The website kind of got revamped. And you've taken that bacon explosion even one step further, aside from just recipes and food porn for people to submit. Go ahead and tell us how you've ramped it up even a bigger notch.
Yeah, well, you know, after we got all the media attention right around the Super Bowl time, one of the most popular emails that we were receiving was people that, you know, weren't necessarily familiar with barbecue or didn't have the time to barbecue themselves, but still wanted that good smoky flavor. So they were asking us, where can we buy this? Where we just want to buy the bacon explosion from you guys. We don't want to spend the time to make it ourselves. So, you know, I'd say after, you know, a few months of just getting these emails over and over, we just kind of decided, you know, hey, you know, I guess if the demand's there and people want it, we got to give them the bacon explosion. So, what we did is we started research on how we could actually get this done, and we ended up partnering with a meatpacking facility here in Missouri, and they've taken our original bacon explosion recipe using our burnt finger barbecue sauce and rub, and they make it exactly to our specifications for us, and we cryovac it, and we have it available on the retail side now.
So, first of all, does it go to show that the general public in 2009 is just inherently lazy, that they can't go out and make their own bacon explosion?
Well, judging by where we're shipping them, because right now we're shipping them off our website on dry ice all over the country, it tends to be more of the bigger city areas. We send a lot of them to apartments in New York and L.A. and Chicago. We're assuming it's more facilities that people don't have areas to run a smoker, or, you know, maybe just too busy to hang out and barbecue for an afternoon. So, you know, we're there to take on the work for them.
And to be fair, you did offer me a bacon explosion where we were actually, or not we, but I was actually going to be trying it out as we were talking and kind of give a review. But I knew that these centralites would be brutal to no end. I would never hear the end of how I just didn't go out and make my own in time for the show. But, you know, I appreciate the offer. So, when you team up with this company to make it, they're using the sauce. Are you specifying exactly like what kind of bacon should be used and how much of everything, or do they just kind of get a general recipe, or do they take your recipe and then extrapolate it out over the hundreds and thousands of the bacon explosions that they'll be making?
Yeah, well, we actually have broken the bacon explosion down and provided the exact specifications that we require to put, you know, the Barbecue Addict stamp of approval on it. It's got to have this, this, and this, you know. So we have it down to exactly what we want on our product. We've established a quality level of bacon. We've developed our own sausage that goes into the bacon explosion as well. So it is, you know, exactly the flavor profile that we want. It's got our competition, or sorry, it's got our burnt finger barbecue sauce and rub in it as well. I mean, it is exactly the way we wanted, and we're able to provide that to people. So we're really, really happy with the way it all came out.
Talking with Jason Day from Barbecue Addicts. You can find him at bbqaddicts.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, bbqaddictsjason, if you're a tweeter. Who isn't these days, by the way? How controlling, or how much say do you have in the process? You want to put your stamp on it, as you said. You want to know that when it's being sent out, that it's more related to Barbecue Addicts versus some company that's representing you or making it for you. Did you have a number of test runs before you gave the stamp of approval, or are they pretty much professional? They did it one or two times, and it was pretty much dead on at that point.
Yeah, we had a couple of small test runs that we did. You know, there's a few common mistakes that people can make when, you know, when they're doing the bacon explosion recipe. So, you know, we had to go through and do a whole training procedure and make sure that the people that are making these, because there's not really a bacon weaving machine out there. So they're all handmade. And so we had to do all the training to make sure everybody does everything specific to our quality standards. So, and it's to a level now that we are very confident with and are ready to put our stamp of approval on and, you know, go ahead and get it out there. So.
All right, so everything's worked out. Now when you're dealing with food, obviously, as you had mentioned previously, it's got to be shipped dry ice. A lot of the rib companies out there that sell barbecue, like Carson's Ribs, and there's Montgomery down there in Cincinnati, all over the dry ice. So factoring that in, factoring in labor time to make the weave of bacon the right way and all that good stuff, what kind of a retail price is a consumer looking at getting their hands on a bacon explosion with the Barbecue Addict stamp of approval?
Well, the way we're doing it now is we do have a few local retail operations in Kansas City to where people can get them locally in a walk-in brick-and-mortar place. But for the rest of the country, we have them available on our website. And one bacon explosion right now is running $29.99, and then there's some shipping fees associated with that. We're just directly passing along the UPS shipping rate that they're giving us, which is for one right now it's at $20, and then I think it adds another dollar or a couple dollars as we add more to the package. And then we do knock a few bucks off each time you add some bacon explosions to the order. So, you know, we just want to make sure we can get them to people safely. That's the main key with the mail order distribution. Everything's being done in USDA approved kitchens. It's all being sealed up. It's all certified. We're approved for all that good stuff, and then it's being shipped out of a licensed food service warehouse where they specialize in shipping frozen product as well. So you can expect your bacon explosion to arrive at your doorstep fully frozen on dry ice. Stop shipping orders depending on if it's going to take, we have typically a 1, 2, or 3 day zone depending on how far from Kansas City you are. If we're going to be adding an extra day in the weekend, we hold the order and we'll ship it on Monday to prevent any extra time of it sitting in a hot warehouse. You know, we want to get it into the hands of people who want to eat them and enjoy them as fresh as possible.
Right. So $50 for a single pop with freight included, certainly not bad considering the amount of calories and heart attacks you guys will be linked to here for years to come. No doubt. We're talking with Jason Day from the Barbecue Addicts. You can find him at bbqaddicts.com. Now, aside from retailing of the bacon explosion and the success that has had, that kind of shot you into the opportunity of writing a cookbook, which we had mentioned briefly in March during our first visit. So what's the progress with the book, and do you have any type of potential release date as far as that's concerned?
Right now the release date is going to be probably around Father's Day, right before Father's Day in 2010. We are currently finishing up the book. We have a first manuscript turned in coming up at the beginning of October. We just did some photo shoots for the photo inserts this past weekend, and we're just having a lot of fun with it. It's coming along very, very nicely, and it's going to be another product that we'll be proud to put our name on.
So since Aaron has decided evidently to go ahead and skip the interview, would you like to take this time to say how much more effort and time you put in on the book than he did?
Oh, probably 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
No doubt.
No, we're both working on it equally. It's a Barbecue Addicts project, so it's good.
So after this book is released, have you been signed to like a multi-book deal, or is it one and we'll see how this one goes before they look to get any other type of book or cookbook idea from you guys down the road?
Yeah, what we've got right now is a single book contract. So we're gonna get through this first project, and then kind of see how it goes. You know, I'm always kicking around ideas, writing things down for recipes, and all sorts of other projects. So who knows? I guess the possibilities are endless.
All right. So you guys have taken a little time off the competition trail, according to Aaron, at least. So when, if people are bumping around some competitions here, when or where will the viewing public be able to catch a view of the Barbecue Addicts here over the next couple of weeks when you get back out? Where you're going to be competing at?
Yeah, we're actually starting up, I think it's not this coming weekend, but the following one at the Blue Springs Blaze Off here in Kansas City. We took some time off to work on the book and get some bacon explosion things in order as well. So we do have, I think we're going to be doing about 4 or 5 here real quick at the, towards the end of the season. We've got the Blue Springs Blaze Off in Blue Springs, Missouri. We've got the Mission Battle of the Brisket in Mission, Kansas, and of course the American Royal. I think before that as well, Aaron's going to be making his way down to Fayetteville for Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. And then we like to end our season with the Fountains Blaze Off. It's a senior queue for one of the senior communities here in town. Everybody gets together, and then they have a barbecue contest, and we cook brisket for their community, and it's a lot of fun.
Nice. So certainly sounds like you got a jam-packed schedule. Quick question here, flying in via email. Do you guys send the bacon explosions to Canada?
We'll have to work on that. We have some problems right now getting them across the border. But we are currently looking into Canadian distribution, so we can hold tight on that for a little bit. We will have a solution hopefully very, very soon.
All right, this is Jason Day from Barbecue Addicts. You can find him at bbqaddicts.com. You can follow him on Twitter at bbqaddictsjason. Jason Day, certainly appreciate the time. Thanks for doing it, and we'll hook up again soon.
Thanks for having me, Greg. I really appreciate it.
All right, take care. It's Jason. Minus Aaron, by the way. I don't know if I need to be worried about that or not. He was supposed to call in. Aaron, are you okay? Aaron, are you okay?
Uh-oh.
Thanks to Jason. BBQAddicts.com. If you want to order yourself up a bacon explosion. No way I'm doing that and getting the fame and adulation of fun making by the Central Lights forever. No way. I'll make my own. I can do that. All right. Let's talk to the next generation of Cure up next. It's Matty Trudnick. Stand by. You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks.
Forget going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit, we have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichland of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship-quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Miner gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky, or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
To get on the Barbecue Central Show, call 216-220-0966.
Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
All right, we're back and better than ever. It's the Barbecue Central Show right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks. This portion of the show brought to you by the Barbecue Guru. You know, folks, I've got to tell you, if you're in the market for an automatic pit temperature control device, I mean, why would you go anywhere else? These are the guys that started it. There's other people out there that have got on the bandwagon, but can you tell me another company out there that has like four different models for you depending on what type of geekdom you want? Do you want computer interface and being able to control your temperatures via a laptop or a desktop computer? They have that. You want something that's just kind of like a cruise control for your pit? They got the NanoQ. That'll hook you right up, taking over for the pit miner. Two ways to find them. You can find them up on the internet at thebbqguru.com, or you can call them toll-free at 800-288-GURU. That's the good folks over at the Barbecue Guru, 800-288-GURU, thebbqguru.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Maddie Trudnick! Maddie, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, I must be honest, this was going to be Ray Lampe's interview or his entrance music, but I thought it would not be any more prophetic and fitting than to have that great song for somebody that has really had quite an accomplishment in your first contest. Of course, we talked a few weeks ago about your contest that was coming up, then it was coming up at New Holland, the Kids' Q. So go ahead and kind of relive the experience. Obviously, big things happened last weekend, so go ahead and tell us about it.
Okay. Well, I have one of my teammates here with me, and her name is Allison. And she just
Allison! All right.
What?
I said, good job. Allison's in there, too. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for chicken, we did a chicken category, and we did barbecue chicken thighs. And our one secret was Dizzy Pig Rub.
Oh, Dizzy Pig Rub, huh?
And we did a beef category.
Beef category, okay.
It was beef tenderloin, then we sliced it thin.
I love beef tenderloin. Okay.
And we did Chef's Choice.
All right.
Which was crab cakes with garlic aioli.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Crab cakes with garlic aioli. All right, so how did you do in the chicken category?
We won first place.
First place. Awesome.
In beef category, we won first place.
Holy moly, 2 for 2. What about Chef's Choice?
We came in second place.
Second place?
Yeah.
Those judges must have had terrible palates.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
But in chicken, we had the highest score out of all the ages, 8 to 18.
8 to 18, so that's a 10-year span, and you had the highest score. Wow. And I believe that gets you like some type of special recognition. That's the Justin Harris Memorial Award, right? For being the top scoring chicken across all age groups.
Yeah.
I guess we go ahead and give you an extra cheer for that one, Maddie. Awesome. So, all right. So now that you've had time to kind of reel in the fame and the fortune that has probably come like a windfall during this kids' queue, again, let's remind the listeners how old you are and your teammates are.
Okay. I am 9 years old.
Okay.
And my teammate, Allison Trapetti, is 10.
10.
And our other teammate that's on vacation, Allie, is turning 10 in October.
So you guys won, and she has already taken it upon herself to go right to vacation to reap the rewards of Grand Champion.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's my kind of girl right there. So what did you think about it after, after you've had time to kind of relive everything that happened and how you cooked and against all these other age groups? What were your reactions about winning, and does it encourage you to want to continue to do more kids' cues down the road?
We were just really excited. We were happy because it's our first cook-off ever, and we won.
Did you guys do a lot of practicing beforehand, or was this just kind of a wing and a prayer?
No, we did a lot of practicing beforehand. We practiced every weekend, but Allison Trapetti couldn't make it a lot.
Uh-oh.
I only made one practice.
Uh-oh.
But so she did really good because she was the one who cooked the chicken.
Oh. So she made up for not being there by winning chicken out of all categories.
Yeah.
Wow. Or all age groups, I should say. Wow. So that's great. So do you have a specific point in time where you'll be going to the next kids' queue, or are you guys pretty much wrapped up for the year?
We're definitely going to compete in the next one. This was a great experience, and I think we're going to do it again.
All right. Sounds like you're riding a wind of confidence. And, of course, now that you guys have followed up with the show, the Barbecue Central show, the only show of its kind on any kind of radio, by the way, You receive the Barbecue Central Show Karma, which you, if you ask anybody, knows that you always want to call in for the Karma. So the next time you guys have a kids' queue coming up, you want to pull some extra Karma down, give a shout to me, and we'll get you guys hooked right up, all right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, Greg.
Maddie, Allie, do you guys have any websites you want to plug while you're on? You guys got Facebooks or Twitters?
No.
Good. You're only 9 and 10. You shouldn't have those, for crying out loud. Glad to see Dad's doing a good job over there. All right, guys. Thanks for coming on tonight. Again, congratulations on the win. And when you are back in competition mode, give me a call. We'll get you back on.
Before we go, we'd like to give a quick shout-out to Allie Coyle, our other teammate.
All right. Allie Coyle on vacation, by the way. Reaping the rewards of a job well done. All right, ladies. Thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
That is
Bye.
Maddie Trudnack and Allie, or was that Allison? 9 and 10. How about that? First kid's cue, pulling down the grand champion. Let's see. Due to my ingenious mathematical calculations, if I take their number of grand championships, one, and my numerous amount of grand championships, which is zero, 9 and 10-year-olds have more grand championships under their belt than your program show host. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, congratulations. That's certainly awesome. I know I did tell Bob on our last meeting that if he wanted to have Maddie back on to talk about the competition, I would certainly be more than happy to do that. Plus, as we all know, Barbecue Guru, sponsor of the show. Certainly not going to burn any bridges in that regard. But it's nice to see. I mean, you always wonder, at least I do. I know I've met a lot of you people, Central Lights, either through the forum or actually face-to-face at some competitions here, or I've seen you locally in C-Town for whatever reason. And, you know, you guys aren't young. You're aged. Certainly on the younger age spectrum of most of you Central Lights. So you wonder where, like, the next generation of barbecuer is coming from. And here's a prime example. You have Maddie's dad, who's obviously steeped in a job, which is focusing around barbecue, that being the Barbecue Guru, making the pit temperature control devices and the cookers and the sinks and all that other great stuff that they do over there. But the daughter sees the passion that the dad has, wants to get into it. He fosters that and is producing grand champion children and friends. So that's got to be great. Obviously, when you win right up front, that's going to really trigger that bug, that competition bug that people get. They always talk about, well, how did you get into competition barbecue? Well, I just went in and kind of didn't really think too much about it. And then we won first place in ribs, or we won the whole thing. And that's where the bug bit me. Always easy when the bug bites you and you win at the same time. That's for sure. All right, let's do this before we step away for our half past break. By the way, don't forget, coming up, your chance to win a 2-pack of PD River Swamp Sauce. That will probably be done via email contest, I think. So stand by for that. But let's go ahead and review the top 10 and the KCBS standings in regards to the Barbecue Central Show standings, not the KCBS.us standings. Mine are right. Number one. Still number one, by the way, for a number of weeks now. Rod Gray, friend of the show, pitmaster of Pellet Envy barbecue competition cooking teams. Then we have Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton, nipping at his heels, really, at a we're looking at a 44-point difference between one and two. Robert McGee, Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton. He was last year's team of the year. So those two are in a dogfight right now. And then really close behind them, only roughly 100 points separating first and third, Iowa Smoky D's Barbecue. They have had a great run as of late. Number four is Mike Davis with Lotta Bull Barbecue. Always up there towards the front of the pack. Four Legs Up Barbecue has dropped to number five. I believe they were number four for a while. It was always fun to say Four Legs Up Barbecue is number four. I Smell Smoke is number six. QOW seventh. And they were leading the KCBS Team of the Year standings for the majority of the first part of the year. Butcher Barbecue is eighth. Rhythm and Q is nine. And Florida Skin and Bones is rounding out the top 10. And that's the way the Barbecue Central Show sees the top 10, at least. So a big dog fight going on right now. And don't forget, this is time of the season where a lot of the big competitions are going to be coming down. You have the American Royal. You have Best of the Best in Douglas, Georgia. Of course, you have the Jack Daniels, the World Series, the World Championship of barbecue. Not to mention a host of other bigger regional events as well. So this is really crunch time. This is where a lot of the teams are going to make or break their run for the championship for Team of the Year. Of course, we'll keep you updated on all that and get interviews with the big names out there in the competition world, as we always do here on the Barbecue Central Show. Stick around. We'll get a winner here next segment as well. Plus, we'll be talking about some pellet stuff when we get back. You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks.
The future of barbecue is already here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit, to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Forget going from site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit? We have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore, with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them! You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichlin of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA. Now, let's get back to the Barbecue Central Show on LA Talk Radio.
All right, thanks again to Maddie Trudnack and her friend Allie for coming on, talking about their Kids Q win at the New Holland Kids Q. Took place last weekend. Lots of good email about that. Floating in from the Central Lights. Don't forget, this will be the section where you can win a two-pack of Petey River Swamp Sauce. This portion of the show brought to you by Yoder's Smoky Mountain Barbecue. You know, I've been telling you about these guys for roughly 6 to 8 months. You know who they are. They're the leading online distributor of Meadow Creek barbecue equipment. Their smokers and pig roasters and chicken cookers and grills are handcrafted in that Amish country of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They're giving you outstanding value for the price, so you can enjoy those easy and profitable barbecues for years to come. They carry a complete wonderful line of rubs and sauces, which Laverne Gingrich gives away from time to time here on the show as well. You can check them out at SiriusBBQs.com. That's SiriusBBQs.com. If you missed out on their sale that they were running that ended, I believe it was last week or the week before, shame on you for not saving your 12%, mister. It's the Meadow Creek barbecue equipment. All right, let's go ahead and get this out of the way first, and then I can go ahead and give some product reviews. We've got a sunflower seed product review coming up, and then I can promote the giveaway that will be taking place over the next 3 weeks, and maybe some other stuff as well. So I was contacted Saturday about from a well-respected person in pellet making stuff. No names, please. And he thought it might be a good idea for a potential show segment interview. And basically what it comes down to is this. Three weeks ago, whatever it was, when I had Candy Weaver on, we talked really not hugely in depth about how pellets are made. And if you're not a pellet pooper, that's really a name, by the way, pellet pooper. Yeah. This conversation is probably not going to be your cup of tea. Maybe you you burn sticks or you're a charcoal guy with wood chunks, blah, blah, blah. But take this for what it is, because I think this is kind of an important piece of the barbecue puzzle and industry as a whole, okay? So I was given a link and told, well, let me back up. So after we had got done with candy, I didn't really ever think too much about what's in a pellet. I thought it was just sawdust, and it was compressed down into this pellet, and then it's bagged and sold under, you know, if it was a hickory pellet, it's all hickory sawdust that's been compressed down into this pellet. Likewise, apple, likewise, cherry, so on and so forth. Well, as I've come to now research and ask questions of pellet manufacturers, how they're going about making this, from what I understand, the pellet itself is kind of a mixture. So you have a base wood or a wood, majority of the time is oak in most manufacturers. That provides the BTU, that provides the heat. And then, so let's say that's two-thirds of the mix. The other third is the actual apple or hickory or maple or whatever to give it that flavor. So when that burns, in conjunction with the oak isn't really putting out the smell. That's not overpowering the flavor of the flavor wood. And the apple wood or the apple pellet burns, and that's what gives that particular piece of beef or chicken or pork or whatever that flavor. So I kind of was under the assumption that pretty much that's how it's made. I don't know what distinguished a better pellet from another other than somebody maybe having a more natural or, dare I say, more green process. Evidently, there is quite a difference with one manufacturer, that being Traeger. Now, Traeger is a very large maker of those pellet grills. By all accounts, a fantastic grill or smoker slash grill. And they sponsor a number of teams across the United States and Canada. So certainly, without reproach, a quality grill manufacturer. Now, where it gets a little tricky is the pellet part. And I offered Traeger to come on the show at their convenience to talk about why they kind of diverge from what some of the other bigger pellet manufacturers do in their process. So I had contacted Traeger and was given a response back by the director of sales and marketing about how their process or what I was looking to get out of the interview is all proprietary information. Well, unfortunately, it's not proprietary information, and I can say that with confidence because their whole process is on the United States patent website. You can read it verbatim, word for word, the entire process of how they make their pellets. And I'm imagining they're probably one of, if not the biggest, pellet maker for food in the country. Definitely probably within the top three, if they're not the tops. They have three pellet making facilities that are running 24/7 across the country here. So the process there, though, does differ quite a bit. That being that the base wood providing the BTUs is either oak, which is comparable to what some of the other manufacturers are making, or it's alder. Now, I know a lot of folks are going to have an issue with the alder part because when alder burns, it's really not as aromatically pleasant as oak or some of the other fruit hardwoods that you would burn. But the thing that really got me or piqued my interest in really what was the precipice of me asking them to come on to talk about was instead of the two-thirds base wood, one-third fruit wood or flavor wood mixture, they had the a ratio of whatever it was for the base wood, that being oak or alder or whatever is most readily available around their particular manufacturing facilities. But then they were to make it that end species. When I say end species, that applewood pellet or that hickory pellet or that mesquite pellet or that maple pellet, they weren't putting in that kind of wood for the flavor. They're adding a wood oil, a flavoring oil, if you will, to the base wood. And there's, I mean, it's an involved, and I'll hook the link up in the show notes if you're interested in reading it, but they have a certain proportion, a certain mixture of the base wood, and that's mixed with a certain amount of soybean oil, and then there's a certain amount of this flavor wood to make that end product or that final product. Now, Traeger does sell under the 100% hardwood label, and that was the email given back to me after I had kind of replied back saying that really there was nothing proprietary at all. It's all on the internet for everybody to see. And why does Traeger decide to use a flavoring oil to make an applewood pellet or a mesquite pellet or a maple pellet versus what everybody else is doing? And the response I got back was, our pellets are 100% hardwood. So I certainly can't argue that. I'm certainly not going to sit here and make the case that it's not 100% hardwood. I mean, it is. It's an oak base wood. It's an alder base wood. Then it's mixed with some soybean oil. And then it's mixed with some flavoring oil, this wood oil. Where's the wood oil coming from? Where's wood oil derived from? Is it wrung out of a apple tree or a maple tree? I don't know. That's what I wanted to know. And more importantly, the only thing that I really wanted to know about was if you have wood oil in a pellet, does it change its size? Does it give it some type of enhancement versus in a beneficial way, in a beneficial way versus some of the other pellets? But I never got a response back after I asked about the wood oil. No response back. So what I don't understand is, if you're the director of marketing for a big company like this that does a lot of pellet business, if this is the way you're doing it and it's out there and patent for everybody to read, why wouldn't you want to come on and talk about it? I'm not making any other assumptions aside from that. But if this is a way that people should look at doing it, you've won out and you've spent a large amount of money on the patent so that nobody else can legally copy what you're doing verbatim. So usually that's a leading edge type of thought or technology when you're a business. You want to capture that. You want to patent everything so nobody else can do it. And you have that for that certain amount of time before people can start copying. So you spend that money. Well, why wouldn't you want to come on a show just like this that is targeted right at marketing to barbecuers and grillers? And talk about, yeah, this is the way we do it, and this is why we add the wood oil instead of adding flavor wood to the 2/3, the 1/3, or whatever. I got nothing. I got an empty seat sitting next to me, an empty phone line to the left of me, empty mics to the right. It just seems weird to me that you don't want to come on and talk about... Hello. It just seems weird that you don't want to come on and talk about the wood oil portion. That's all I'm saying. I just want to know why you do it like that, why it's different, and let's put it out there for public consumption. But I guess not. So that's what I have on Traeger wood. Again, I will link up that whole patent, and you can go ahead and make your own determinations from there. You know what I'm a big fan of? I love... And probably stemming back from my days of baseball as a youth, all the way up through high school, is sunflower seeds. And I used to eat those David sunflower seeds all the time. And then I was contacted by a group called Biggs Sunflowers, and they're kind of trying to revolutionize the sunflower seeds. I mean, what better thing to do at a competition when you're killing time than throw a handful of seeds in your mouth and kind of spit them out and replant for the world? More sunflowers, because that's what we need, more sunflowers. But these are very good, plus kind of unique in the fact that they have a bunch of different flavors other than just regular original flavored sunflower seeds. They have the Velasic Dill Pickle sunflower seed, the Frank's Big Red Hot Buffalo Wing sunflower seed, the Bacon Salt Sizzling Bacon Flower Seed, the Zesty Ranch. Of course, they do have original. But they sent me the flavored ones. I got to say, out of all the flavored ones, the Zesty Ranch was probably my favorite. bacon salt was actually very good. So was the buffalo wing one. I think the dill pickle one was kind of a miss for me. It actually had more of a rye taste to it. You know what rye bread tastes like? It kind of, to me, my palate, and I trust my pal, and you should trust your pal too. It did have kind of a rye signature to it, but definitely bigger than the traditional David sunflower seeds. So if you can pick up Biggs sunflower seeds where you are, and they have a lot of retailers online, you can also look at them at Biggs.com. If you're a sunflower geek like I am and you like some tasty treats when you're killing time, that's the place to go, Biggs.com. You won't be disappointed. Coming up next week and then going for 3 weeks consecutive, we'll be giving away here on the Barbecue Central Show Easy Hooks. Have you seen these? I just got one in the mail. Easy Hooks. You can go to bbqhooks.com, and these are it's a sharp stainless steel hook that doesn't penetrate enough of the meat to lose a natural juice, unlike I guess if you were going to be using a fork where I guess when you're flipping it over, it could just kind of fall off and all that stuff. But this has this really super sharp point at that wrap up at the hook part, and you just kind of give it a little quarter turn. And it's, I've seen them in like Texas brisket shops and all that good stuff. So they're going to be giving away a large size, and I believe it's like a $15 value or something like that. We're going to be giving away two a week for the next 3 weeks. So everybody is eligible. 15-inch handle. So you get enough space between the grill. You're not going to be singeing off your knuckle hairs or anything like that. So you can, and if you want to buy one right away, if you don't want to wait and try and win one, you can do that as well. 888-4-EASY, like easy, easy hook. 888-4-EASY-HOOK or bbqhooks.com. You can check them out and see what that's all about. Their tagline, wait for it, you're not cooking unless you're hooking.
Uh-oh.
That's right. So, there you go. Two a week. That's two winners every week, by the way. Easy Hooks. Gotta love it. And I guess that's all I got tonight. So, let's figure out how we're going to do the two-pack of Petey River Swamp Sauce, which, by the way, pit master extraordinaire and maker of Petey River Swamp Sauce, Tim Patton, just came winning a grand championship with his trusty barbecue sauce and rub just this past weekend. So not only is it good to the consumer, the judges obviously love it. He's winning grand championships with his sauce, for crying out loud. So first one in with an email. If you have won Petey River Swamp Sauce in the past, you are not eligible, and I know who you are. Ron, Phil, Ray, Raymond, you people. I know who you are. If you've won the Swamp Sauce, let somebody else give it a go first, and we can go from there. Let's wrap it up. I want to thank my guest, Jason Day, from the Barbecue Addicts, coming on talking about the new retail of the Big Green Egg, of the Bacon Explosion, bbqaddicts.com. If you want to hook yourself up with one of those Bacon Explosions, $50 shipped to your door on ice, golden. You don't have to put in the work. You can just ingest the 5,000 calories of bacony, sausagey, barbecue rub goodness. Also, thanks to Maddie Trudnack and her friend Allie, or Allison, talking about their kids' queue at New Holland. Big show lined up for you next week. Programming note, Chef Jaime Grand. Heard of him? Better have my donuts.
Better have my donuts.
He's got diabetic approved. The Association of Diabetics approved barbecue sauce. So we'll be talking with him about that. Lots of great stuff coming up in future shows. So be sure to stay tuned. Tell all your friends about the show. We're live, local, and late breaking. For the Barbecue Central Show, this is your program host and proud U.S. American, Greg Rempe. Good night now.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit, to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Forget going from site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit? We have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them! You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichlin of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Schilling, PA.